Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and on the line I've got Michael Robbins, who's sometimes DJ at Reckoning Community Radio and label boss for Red Robin Records. Good morning, Michael.
Oh, kia ora whangaroa. How are you doing, Aaron?
Oh, it's a beautiful day down here in Raglan, man. How are you up in Auckland?
Oh, it's crystal clear. I'm just at the South Kaipara, near where we live in Kaukopakopa. Blue skies. There's a bit of fog on the horizon, but it's like still as, and I'm just looking at the mangroves of the South Kaipara Harbour right now.
So I shouldn't really say you're in Auckland. That, you might even consider that to be something of an insult.
I don't know why you'd say that, Aaron.
All right. So I think of you as a very busy person, but your record label's got a new record out. So how did this even happen is my first question.
We do juggle. We've got our fingers in a lot of pies, a lot of different ones, you know, but this is one of them, and you know, like, definitely our most like crucial passion is the record label, you know, along with Naram, the producer of all of the songs on the label. And I think we actually recorded this one a wee while back, but you know, things take time in the music works these days, especially with record pressing and mastering and going through the process of doing things properly. But the time was right, and we decided that we'd release this song the 1st of September, the first day of spring, really.
Mm, and I can hear the birds tweeting in the background, just to sort of emphasise that. Now, the track is by Tipa Lee, and it's Reggae Army Girl. And I'm going to put the version on in the background here, for just to sort of add to the atmosphere.
Yeah, nice. There it is. Yeah, that's the version by Naram.
Yep.
So, he's the rhythm maker from down in Whanganui. A lot of people know Naram. Played in Raglan loads of times. Most recently up at the Dubscape event at Soulscape.
Right.
And, he's the engineer, the multi-instrumentalist who made all of the, who played all of the instruments on this version. And, Tipa Lee's the MC who did the song.
And where is Tipa Lee?
Tipa Lee lives, he's originally from Jamaica. He grew up, on the sound systems of Jamaica in the 1980s and a recording artist there in the late 80s before moving to Massachusetts. Since about the last 15 years, he's been living in south central Los Angeles.
And so my question, I guess this is always my question for you, is how did you, a Kiwi boy, meet up with some of these? Look, is he kind of an 80s reggae star? Is that kind of his background?
Yeah, he is. He had a hit in the 1987, I think, called Nah Trouble We with his longtime partner, rapper Robert, on the Redman International label. A lot of people will who are really into reggae from that era will know that song. I think it was the number one song in Jamaica and probably did well in America too during that time in the UK. So people like us who love reggae music from the 70s and 80s, the golden era of reggae, know these artists. And it was when Naram was touring America several years ago, he met Tipa and at the famous club night called Dub Club in Los Angeles. And Tipa got on the microphone live with Naram, who was performing, and you know, started doing his rapping and singing style. And since then, both Naram and myself have kept up the communication with him, and we just talk to Tipa every week. This will be our he was on our first release in 2017. He was on our maybe fourth and fifth release, and now this is about our ninth. So he's been on almost half of all the content we've put out over the years, the records we've put out. Tipa's been a part of it. So we just keep working with our very, you know, close-knit small family like Tipa Lee, Midnight Riders, Ranking Anne and whatnot.
So was he that kind of opened a door to some of those other artists you mentioned as well?
No, the link to all of them, interesting, is just completely direct. Like, Tipa is an artist who lives in LA, works with a few labels, and he was on Stone's Throw Records, which is a big Los Angeles-based label. That was his most recent album. But we do have an album. While we're in LA, we completed the recording aspect of our next album, which will be a Tipa Lee album.
A full album?
Yeah, as I say, things take time, so we've been recording with them over the years.
Yep.
And so this will be 10 brand new tracks in 2024.
has Tipper been? Has he stayed in the music industry? Is he kind of like in New Zealand? Almost every musician has a day job. Has it been like that for him?
Nah, music is Tipper's day job.
Right, so that's good.
He's got a unique role in the LA music scene. He's really like a great hustler and artist liaison. So this dub club night that happens, it used to be once a week, it's now once a month, has the biggest reggae artists from the 70s and 80s and contemporary artists performing once a month at the Echoplex. Now I'm actually performed there with Leroy Sibbles just last month when we were there. And it's a big venue, and Tipper is like part of the house crew, in-house crew that gets on the mic, hosts people. He could be doing anything from, you know, like making sure that they're having a good time in LA, picking them up, dropping them off. You know, he's that kind of guy. And yeah. I think that's pretty much been his LA hustle for the last over the last decade, as well as recording and, you know, like other little reggae side hustles.
So what did he think about some guys from New Zealand getting and wanting to work with him? Like that, it seems, I guess that as we live in a global world, we've got the internet. I guess that's just what happens these days, is it?
I guess so. I mean, to me, it's just normal day-to-day life now. We've had this relationship with him for several years. We talk to him on the phone all the time.
Yep.
We've done a lot with him. I don't know, mate. I guess the funny thing I have to say about Tipper and his mates and Jamaicans maybe living abroad, the understanding of exactly where we are is quite strange. Like, I really don't think, like, he's that phased about a world map and exactly where New Zealand is. Like, he'll often say New Zealand or England or, you know.
Oh, it's just
a country on the other side of the world, you know.
Yeah.
the place where we are is so irrelevant to him. It's just the love of music, I think, that's the connection.
That's what he's making the connection with. So tell us about the song Reggae Army Girl then.
Yeah, Reggae Army Girl. So that's the latest single on the label Red Robin Records. It's Naram's rhythm and Tipper Lee on vocals. And Tipper conjured up a classic street-level lyric about his love for reggae music, which he identifies as his girl. And as you'll hear in the song, it takes him around the world. And, you know, that's the joining factor. We all love reggae music. And Tipper just expresses it in this song over a classic Naram digital and analog 80s beat.
And how does it work with the good? Do they discuss the beat first, or does Naram just go, I've done a collection of beats, which ones do you like? Or, you know, how do they collaborate?
Well, from when we were in New Zealand and he's abroad, we send him the instrumental, the rhythm, and Tipper will usually do a demo, or if he's really feeling it, he'll just record and fire it straight back. And usually either that's it, or a lot of the time Tipper is a one-take kind of guy. He's that experienced, and he's got that much raw talent that he captures a lot of it, like 95% of it in the first take, which is wild when you think about probably the, let's say, lesser, lesser efficient studio techniques that other reggae outfits.
Yes, all rock musicians, anybody really.
Oh, sounds so over-engineered, you know. Tipper's just raw talent. He just flings down what he's thinking at the time. He did that when we were over there. I went out to get some beers when we were in a hotel in Chinatown last month. I came back and Naram said, listen to this. And they'd finished it, you know. And I'd only been out for 15 minutes and the whole track was done. So that's shit like that happens just like off the cuff for Tipper. It's mad.
That's good. So you're not. I called you a label boss because it was fun to dramatize. But
it's the entertainment industry. We can roll with that. It's sweet.
You're happy with that. But it makes it sound like you're someone with a lot of resources. And I don't think you have a lot. Do you have a lot of financial resources to put into paying someone to take their time to make a record on the other side of the world?
Oh yeah, everything's fair. You know, like it's done properly, and Tip is a shareholder in the project, and you know, advances and. But, you know, we do everything by the book. And, everyone, I don't say people do well out of it, but, yeah, it's fair and it's worthwhile doing.
Right. But, so it's not an all-volunteer, not a volunteer affair for everybody.
Oh, it sort of started off like that, but we've been pretty lucky chipping away at it. But on this track, I got to say as well, New Zealand On Air, for the second time came on board and funded this project for the recording of the recording, the mixing, the mastering, which was all done here in New Zealand. The vocal was recorded in LA, but then, you know, after that we mixed it all here. We did shoot the music video on location with Tipper, which I recommend people go have a look at that on YouTube. It just dropped last week. That was the first little snippet we gave to the song. And then it was edited here in New Zealand by Kenny Sterling and graded. And, yeah, this is our fresh release. So a music video and a song, Tipper Lee, Reggae Amigur.
Right. Well, that's awesome.
With the Narum Rhythm section.
And tell us about, because you went over to sort the video over there. Tell us about the trip.
Yeah, so we went over there because we wanted to get Tipper in his raw environment, and we filmed him on location just in South Central. We had seen a lot of 90s movies, like John Singleton films, Boys in the Hood, with Cuba Gooding Jr. And Lawrence Fishburne being our favourite. So we wanted to sort of emulate that style and fashion. But where Tipper and his whole posse hang out, there's a place in Crenshaw called Limart Park, and it's an awesome Caribbean community that live there. It's about two or three LA-sized city blocks and a big park with a fountain, and every day of the week there's market stalls there selling African and Caribbean wares, and the whole crew there is you know, has immigrated from those parts of the world. So it's like effortlessly that style, and just the architecture that, you know, like that collapsing civilization of American architecture is like perfect to look like the 90s style. So we filmed it. We just shot it ourselves. Narum and I and Tipper just collaborated filming it with our sort of slight film experience, and we brought it back and did all the editing here and the grading, and yeah, we sort of got, we hope it pays tribute to that South Central LA era where Tipper now lives.
So what's the community like in that area?
Oh, it's awesome. They're just tight-knit crew of friends. I mean, the street hustle thing is like real. Yeah, people really like live more out on the streets than in their homes, it seems like, a lot of the day.
Yeah.
Mainly probably because the temperature is so nice. Like, every day it was 30 degrees and it was blue skies and not a breath of wind. So it's pretty easy to go out and live in that every day, I think. And all the Uber drivers said that the worst it gets in the summer, in the winter, is you know, not much colder.
I'm looking at the video now with the volume off, and yeah, it is like it's just bathed in sunlight and warmth. You can see it.
Yeah, it's a warm looking clip. Yeah.
Yeah. Now for the specialists in the reggae, what sort of, is there a subgenre that this song belongs to that you can kind of place it?
It's just like an 80s reggae track. Yeah.
Okay. With an MC, that's what you say.
Yeah, yeah. So people that like that sound of the 80s. I also reckon with Narum, he's got that knack of keeping stuff sort of fresh as well. Like, it does sound vintage, but it also sounds fresh. Like the tune from a couple of years ago that NZ On Air did, Bobby Was a Gangster, that's still, you know, super. It always sounds fresh when I hear people play it.
Yeah, well, that is a
contemporary.
That is a trick these days. There's a lot of music at the moment that is harking back to like the 80s and previous eras, and it really is a trick to actually make you got to sound fresh, otherwise. Well, I get bored pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you sound a bit cliche, I don't think it quite works, or cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
Narum is using almost all of the original 80s instruments for the song. So, or you know, like from that era of instruments, not just 80s, but he uses the same technology that the musicians did use in that period when that music was so successful worldwide. And I think that's probably the key to it.
Right.
Is that plus, you know, not his, also his original ideas as well. And also it was mastered at a great mastering studio out West Auckland, Kari Kari, called Downbeat Mastering. So that's a crucial part of the process. They got it sounding real good.
How is, for people who don't really know what mastering is, and I have to be honest, I'm not sure I fully understand what's going on. What is actually happening
in the mastering studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on it. I just listen to the A and B from when it's done before and when it's done after. And I guess it raises the volume level of the pre-masters, which comes straight out of the studio. And, you know, can give it, I always imagine it like a bit of a, you know, like a bit more space, you know, a bit more contrast between sort of like the upper frequencies, which is things like the drums and the snares and hi-hats and stuff like that, and the bass line. And yeah, can add a little bit of compression. It can be quite simple and subtle and then also quite technical, but I think subtle is best sometimes. Just what comes off Naram's desk is pretty good. But, you know, it just if it can slightly add to it, it's doing its job.
See, now, I looked at the video and I was looking at the comments on the video, and there's comments from someone in Argentina and from someone in Mexico. So where is the audience for this music? Is it everywhere?
It's sort of changing, yeah. So before I would say that it was predominantly in France, and then it moved. It really is Naram's audience. So he is... Yeah, he's definitely like Latin America now, the Americas, let's say, and Europe, I'd say, is the main place. But there's reggae in Brazil is huge, like one of the biggest markets in the world.
Right.
Yeah, they're really fanatical about it over there, real passionate. And Mexico, and I think Naram's probably played in a lot of those countries as well, like Mexico and America and all over Europe and around the world, yeah. I wouldn't say that Jamaica's really home of reggae music anymore. And New Zealand as well has a big passion for reggae. It's not a big audience, but people are passionate about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, Naram's got good following here, and the label's got a good following here, and there's obviously a lot of reggae bands around New Zealand. The sound of New Zealand reggae is quite different. You know, it's got its own distinctive sound, which is cool.
Sure has. So, you're always trying to get an event going somewhere sometime. You've got an event coming up soon, by any chance?
There's quite a few, actually, yeah. Just as the spring's broken, I can announce that we've got Renee and I run the Sub Depot session, which is trying to be a regular sound system shows. We've got Galatos on the 16th of September, and it looks like, just waiting for the announcement, but it does look like there's going to be a large UK dub producer that a lot of fans of reggae music from the 70s right through to today is going to be announced, playing at a theatre in Auckland. I just don't know if I can announce it, but imagine one of the biggest dub engineers of all time is coming to play in Auckland for one night only, Labour Weekend at a theatre. So keep your eyes peeled for that one.
All right. Yeah, you got to play by the rules a little bit.
And hopefully we're just chatting as well about maybe doing another thing out at Soulscape next summer, which would be cool. You know, the people at Soulscape and all over Raglan Whangarau are so into reggae music, dating all the way back to Soundsmash. You know, the history of reggae in that town
is
epic. Yeah, even people from Auckland, I know, like since moving here a couple of years ago, go down to Raglan for reggae gigs, especially Sunday sessions. And then people from Raglan also travel up here, so there's like a lot of inter-provincial travel. Atmosphere from the for the Kariori Rhythm section, who used to do a show on Reagan Community Radio, and myself, who, you know, does the reggae rodeo, we both will be playing on the 16th of September, and a lot of the crew come up. So if anybody's listening, you should definitely try book a babysitter and head up for the reggae rodeo show at Galatos on the 16th of September. It will surely be a nice night.
It's only a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, it's in two Saturdays.
Yeah. Hey, folks, we're talking to Michael Robbins from Red Robin Records and our own reggae rodeo show. We hope to get you back on doing some live shows again, Michael, or something like that. I know we've got some technical issues lately.
I'll almost guarantee tonight, Aaron, I've got it sorted.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'll be listening now.
I was hoping to have a chat with you after being on air.
Yeah, okay, we can do that. Yeah, we'll do that. Because it's probably time to wrap up and actually play the song. We played the version at the start of the interview, but we're going to play Reggae Army Girl in just a moment. But before we do that, where can people get the song if they want the song?
Yeah, I guess these days the main place is Spotify. So go on Spotify, add it to your playlist, have a listen. And The other thing is, if you like the physical copies, like if you want to buy a digital version or get the record when it comes out in a couple of weeks, we'll be sorting that. That's our next step, is to sort that out. We're just waiting for the test press, and based on that, we'll press go, and people will be able to collect the 7-inch version of Reggae Army Girl with Naram and Tipoli on Red Robin Records. Thank you, Aaron, for having us.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time, and thank you for... Do you know what? I had so much trouble trying to find an interview this week. I was trying to book so many people, and none of them could do it, and now they're all next week, and I've got more interviews than I can handle next week. But then you just texted me this morning, and I was like, perfect, just what I want for a Friday morning.
Yeah, and this is fresh music. I mean, it came out at 8 o'clock this morning, so this was only an hour, 33 minutes old.
All right, I'm going to hit the play button right now. It's Tipper Lee and Naren with Reggae Army Girl. And Michael, stay on the line. We'll talk to you in a sec.
Now you come and sippin' school is called Reggae, Reggae Music is my girl, you know? Number one in the world. Wife, I'm a day, me meet that woman up. Be a blessing. Say it, yeah. Round the world, round the world, Reggae Army Girl, and I'm with tour the world, round the world, woman, round the world, Reggae Army Girl, and we big round the world, girl, Reggae Music Army Girl, girl, yeah, she take me round the world, alright, yo, yeah, she a me girl, man, yeah, she a me queen, this a woman artist, pure and clean, the joy she bring when she come from the scene. Reggae music on me, girl.